Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest today, Sister Natasha, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's such a pleasure having you. And the time that I got a chance to meet you and speak with you, I was so blessed. And today I just want you to share a little bit about yourself with us.
Well, I am a Bible-believing government worker who is just progressing during this time in my walk with Christ and in my work at home. I do social work. I work with government programs where I make sure that during this time of the pandemic, individuals who lack the financial stability to be able to provide for their family, their medical care or food assistance or daycare if they have to go to work, I am the person that will be at the other end of the phone when they call to get an interview or have someone assist them in order to make sure that they can provide for their family.
Natasha, you are a believer, and I want you to share with our listeners how it's been for you surviving through this time of this pandemic that we're going through.
Well, I believe that God has covered me during this time of the pandemic, and He's allowing me to not just survive, but live victoriously and overcome just about every obstacle that has been in my path during this time. Because I am having the opportunity to commune with God more, not having to leave my home to go to work, and being able to work at home, it gives me more of an opportunity to listen to the Word of God and read the Word of God and be able to pray with my children before I take them out to school and before we come in at night. It gives me more of a spiritual atmosphere. I don't have all the interruptions that I would normally have going into the office and having people come to my desk to ask questions or have conversations. It gives me a better mindset to be able to live and work in this time. And I just appreciate God for counting me worthy to be able to do this at such a time as this.
Yes, I totally agree with you. As you were talking, I was thinking, me myself, I've had time that I didn't have before to hear His voice so much clearer. It's been a blessing for us. A lot of people say they've suffered through it, but the believers, me as myself, have been blessed. I'm really seeing His handiwork during this time.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I was sharing with one of my siblings a couple of weeks ago. I was trying to debate on who I was going to call to help me when I was having a moment during this time. Mm-hmm. And I said I needed to be able to understand, because I think a lot of times right now, we as a people, believers and even unbelievers, we have a hard time trying to differentiate between our emotionalism and what one would say our spirituality. And I was having a talk with myself and with God about, you know, knowing the difference between God and my emotions trying to take over. And I was trying to figure out, okay, who do I need to talk to about this? One of the preachers in my family or somebody that I'm connected with so they can help me through this. And do you know, before I could even call anybody, God began to minister to me about what it was that I was thinking about calling those individuals about, and He just let me know that I'm here for you.
Yes.
I can hear you, and I'm responding to you, and all you have to do is talk to me.
Just talk to Him. He's amazing. He's an amazing God. I was just thinking about Isaiah 43. I'm going to just paraphrase it. I'll be with you through the waters and through the flood. He won't let the waters overtake us. It seems like we're being overtaken, but just when you feel like you're going under, God knows how to just come and lift you up.
And He did definitely do that for me. He did lift me up, and He confirmed just what I needed Him to confirm in me and in my surroundings. And I'm just grateful that this time has given me an opportunity to just strengthen who I am in God. And the Bible says for us to be still and know that I am God. And I
Yes.
believe that this time has been given to us in order for us to be still and know that He is God. And if we just open ourselves up to Him and allow Him to come in and sup with us, we will know that God is yet with us. God is yet planning and preparing for us. He's said, I know the plans that I have for you, the plans to prosper and for a better future. And that's a paraphrase. But I know that for me, I suffered loss before this time period of the pandemic. And I was having some struggle. But because of who God is to me, I've been able to overcome what the enemy would have me to be, is depressed and angry and set aside in my emotions and feelings. And I feel like when this is over, that God has given me the tools necessary to make me into a spiritual warrior. And I believe that anybody that can and will and wants to become stronger during this time, you have to open yourself up to God. And he's going to do just that. He will make you a spiritual warrior. All you have to do is commune with him and allow him to minister to you on a daily basis. For me, with me not having to be in the office, I always make sure that I have the gospel music playing. I make sure that I get at least a message in a few days a week during the time that I'm working, when I don't have to help my children with their homework or get them off to school. And I believe that God has just given me the recipe for success. I make sure that I go to church every time I have the ability to, because the Bible says, forsake and not to assemble yourself together.
That's right.
And with knowing that God means for us to be together, to come together and worship together during this time, it doesn't matter what the government says or what he says. What matters is what the Word of God says. And these are the things that we have to do in order to keep us strengthened and built up in this time of the pandemic, because we have to be successful, because that's what God ordained for us. It's godly success.
Godly success. You said it, sis. Natasha, can you encourage our listeners?
I believe that if you have been rooted and grounded in God, no matter what the devil or the enemy throws at you, as long as you get a, you have to be like Jacob. And I'm paraphrasing when he said, Jacob wrestled with an angel all night long. And he said, I won't let go until you bless my soul. So if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, and you just keep holding, even though the enemy is throwing his snares and attacks at you, and you trust God to know and know that he is the Lord of all, the God of all, the God that supplies your every need, the God of peace, the God of comfort, you will make it. I guarantee you, you will make it. Like I said earlier, I suffered a great loss to me in 2019. And during this time of the pandemic, it was an opportunity for the enemy to attack me. But because the Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Don't lose your hunger and your thirst for righteousness. Even if you have to travel some miles to get to a church that has open doors, even if you can only go once a month or once every other week, you make it a point to press your way into the house of God so you can get the strength that you need in order to survive during this time. In addition to that, never let the enemy in. Don't listen to other types of music or anybody that has anything discouraging to say or anything that will bring you down. One thing that happened with me, I had to change my phone number during this time period, and I learned how to manage people's access to me. Don't let everybody get into your ear gate and drop off their loads of luggage, bad waste that they're going through into your house, into your atmosphere. Protect your atmosphere and let God cover you and keep your peace. And you stay in the Word of God. You keep the gospel music going to create the atmosphere of godliness all around you. And I guarantee you, God will keep you encouraged. He will keep you strengthened, and you will grow during this time of the pandemic.
Ooh, what a mighty, mighty, mighty word. Thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful word of encouragement. I know our listeners are going to be able to make it after hearing such a great, powerful word coming from Natasha. Thank you for being
you
my guest.
So well.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.